I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show Show with Jackson Burns.
All right, good morning. Hello, it's The Greg Hill Post Show Show. My name is Jackson, and it is Monday, so I have my very good friend Curtis in here. Good morning, Curtis.
Hello.
So you escaped Southie unscathed.
What a shit show, honestly.
Was it crazy?
It actually wasn't as bad in terms of the crowd. I went to go pick up some dinner outside of Boston around 6. It took me about 20 minutes to get out of Southie, which is long, but it wasn't like some years it's just gridlock, but the walking dead of the people at the end of the day.
Yep.
And the walking with James and Pudge yesterday morning, it was everybody, because it looked sunny the day before. It was sunny, it looked nice the day before, it was warm out, and so many people were out in like halter, like nothing.
I remember you, what you said earlier. You said, I know I'm getting old when I get mad at people for the choices of clothes they wear based on the weather.
Right. It was just like, who cares? But it was it's a long day. I used to enjoy it and imbibe, and everybody has fun. I totally support it. It's just, for my purposes, it was loud, so getting James down to nap, getting Pudge to stop barking, it's just a long day.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Yeah.
You shared a photo of you with, I can still see it up on the screen right now, with Bobby Orr. I did not know that you were that big of a fella.
Oh, my God, yeah. That was where that was 2015. That was a year or so before I was in the ICU. So.
What I have heard you mention the ICU before. Why were you in the ICU?
My liver failed.
So
I had a cut on my face when I was shaving before going to a Celtics game on April 24th, 2016. And I got in the shower, like, you know, when you cut yourself, you hop in the shower, no big deal.
Yeah.
The blood pooled at my feet, and I was able to bandage it up, go to the game. Cause at that point I knew what was going on, but I just didn't want to deal with it. And, so I went to the Celtics game, got home. And I took the bandage off, and the blood came pouring again. Like, it just never. Then I went to bed.
Wow.
And I woke up, and my pillow was all red. And I just woke up and drove myself to the emergency room, and ended up in the ICU because I had liver failure.
Holy Christ! I didn't know it was that. Like.
Oh yeah, it was bad.
I thought you were always being a little bit, hyperbolic.
Oh no, is
that the right word?
Yeah. Hyperbolic.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. I'm actually starting on writing. I've begun writing what I will have as a book about all
that. Is that right?
Stuff.
I was going to ask you if you ever had all your thoughts and written them down about that time. Because
I've just begun.
I can imagine things might be a bit fuzzy.
Honestly, it's not. I mean, my memory, I am very fortunate that I had all these, when I went to McLean a couple of years ago, that the recharge of the batteries, I had a full, it's like a checkup on you, like when you bring your car in, they do all the things. And I had a CAT scan and an MRI, and my brain is totally, it looks normal, not good or bad. It was not damaged from the alcohol at all, which was a shock, but good.
Interesting. And is that when you started losing the weight?
When I stopped drinking?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it was an up and down thing, but yeah, once you stop drinking, one of the benefits of sobriety is you immediately lose weight because your body is better able to process things, and your liver's job is to clean out crap out of your system. So if it's not having to deal with all this alcohol that it's metabolizing, it can do its job and make you healthier pretty quick.
That's interesting. So you had been drinking the day that happened, right?
Oh, yeah. I drank every day of my life from when I was 18.
And then I mean, you didn't stop cold turkey on your own whim. You stopped because you were in the hospital and you couldn't drink.
I came to a point where I was either going to die or go to the hospital.
And that was the last time you drank that day?
Yep, April 24th.
Interesting. It's shocking that you actually knew what was going on and you brought yourself to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I mean, I wouldn't know.
I would have nosebleeds for hours. Like, I would be coughing up blood. I mean, that was for 6 months before that.
Because of the amount of alcohol. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Alcohol.
Well, no, it's because your body, you can't clot anything. So your blood doesn't stop.
Alcohol is a evil, evil thing sometimes. It took my dad out for a long, long time.
Yeah. And then, people can enjoy it healthily. Some people can't, but I was unable to.
So what you said about Bobby Orr, I completely agree with. He is the nicest man I've ever met. I have a picture with him just like that. It was a joy just to be around him for 5 minutes. He's so nice.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He couldn't have been nicer to me. I couldn't have been a bigger boob at that stage in my life. And just seeing him with the patients from the Jimmy Fund and their families, it's just, he's the most unassuming person in terms of a guy that has the opportunity to be a real dick if he wanted to. I mean, he's Bobby Orr, and he is the opposite, just as class can get.
And you really had him waiting on the tarmac for an hour?
An hour.
Oh, my. Why didn't they leave? What was your importance of being there?
I don't know. I guess they just felt bad. Who knows?
But interesting.
I got there. The plane took off as I arrived, and
wow.
I can still remember waking up and being like, holy shit, I have to get from Southie to Hanscom. So I had an Uber. It was a long day, but wow. I survived somehow.
And this is much less, important in a much smaller scale, but when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, I worked at a pizza place down the street from my house, and I woke up to my...
What did you do at the pizza place?
I delivered pizza.
Oh, delivered.
I woke up to my boss banging on my door half an hour after I had to be there saying, get up, we have to work, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so...
Not fun.
Yeah,
What was the best tip you ever got delivering a pizza?
I think it was $100.
Wow.
Yeah. People in Milton are very rich in some parts of Hyde Park, but the actress Maura Tierney, she played the wife in Liar Liar. She was her parents lived down the street from me growing up, and she used to babysit me actually. But her mother was having like some Christmas party or whatever, and she got like 50 pieces delivered, and she gave me a $100 bill like after the bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you say Liar Liar?
Of course. No, actually, her house was the first time I ever opened a beer. I remember I was like 6 or 7, and my friend dared me to do it. And
six or seven?
I didn't drink it. I was watching all the adults drink, and I grabbed the beer, and I opened it. And I go, hey, who wants to party? And then I remember getting
always a wild man.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for us today. Thank you for coming in, Curtis. Appreciate it.
You got it, Jackson. Good to see you as always.
Yes.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty then. And please subscribe and download this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.